Not attempt to adjust your programming.
Don't fucking do it.
Now listening to B Movies and Beyond.
If they steal it, I'll break them.
Gotta wet your whistle.
I know I have throat beat because I've been.
Oh yeah.
Boards
welcome
everywhere.
In to the show, Ryan.
Welcome into the show, Peter.
Thank you. It is episode 333.
Triple tresses.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate thrice episode.
Oh, shit. Play thrice. Thrice. Play thrice, thrice.
Play thrice, thrice, thrice times.
Yes. Oh, man.
Fucking they don't even know, dude. I don't even know what they just unlocked with the power of us saying play thrice multiple times.
Dude, if like they're just going to show up in our podcast randomly.
They're going to morph in like Power Rangers and like Zordon's. We're going to be Zordon and the band Thrice is going to be like, whoa, what's going on here? We'd be like, you have been chosen from us with B-Movies Beyond to save the world.
Number one podcast in the universe.
Number whatever number is the highest number in the universe podcast. Jeez, could you imagine if we had Thrice as our Power Rangers team? But Young Thrice, not Now Thrice. Or maybe a combination, like Old Thrice and Young Thrice all at the same time, Thrice.
Yeah, I imagine them like, I saw them for a Halloween show and they wore masks the whole time. I can't even imagine what that was like under those masks. Like, it must be disgusting. But like, they're like party animals. That was like their gimmick. So they all had different like animal heads, and that's what I imagine them as being, their Power Ranger spirit animal things. You know, like when they morph, they just turn into those party animals. I don't know. I'm tired, Ryan. What's your party animal?
Mine is a hedgehog.
Gotta go fast.
Because I just gotta go fast all the time.
I'd probably be a turtle.
That's not true. I know how you
ninja
party.
Ninja turtle.
You gotta claim the ninja turtle. Speaking of which, ninja turtles almost got me to like want to invest into Fortnite. I don't know if you invest in Fortnite, but
They doing like a special season with Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, it's coming up this season, dude.
Oh man, I'll have to ask Carter. I'll have him show me. That's all I need to do. I just need to see it. I don't need to really do anything else with it.
You know what, bro? I'm good with that too. I'm good with like just seeing it. Be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my nephew bought it.
Nice. I thought Fortnite's free.
No, but you got to buy everything else.
Or you play a lot and you get points. I think that's a thing. I'll ask Carter.
You know what I just realized? I posed a question to our friends earlier and Nikki still didn't give me an answer.
I thought she did. She just picked the same one as someone else's. Yeah. Well, what's the question, Ryan? Get into it. It's late. I gotta go to bed soon. This is past my bedtime.
We are on a time.
What? How?
Why?
I have so many questions!
Hi, Peter. I am typing as we're doing this. So, I posed a question to our friends. We have two quick questions today on our episode. I'm really excited about both these questions because I think they're very relevant. But this one, I think I've asked this before, but I always like to revisit this question. What is your theme music?
How is this relevant? I want to hear your reasoning behind why this is relevant now.
To be honest with you, I think I heard my theme music that I thought of for me for the rest of my life. And I was like, you know what? That is what defines me for the rest of my life. And I want to know what my friends think about.
All right, I see. So it's just relevant because it happened to you.
Just recently, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Did you want us to go, or are you to list off everyone else's?
Pose a question earlier, and let me give you a little back-splaining going on. Is I saw a YouTube video that I was like, yep, that's my theme song. So I instantly walked downstairs, pulled my pants down, sat on the toilet, typed out the question, and got my first response. And I knew the answer right away, and it was from Nate. You know Nate, right? Nikki's husband.
Oh, Nikki's husband, Nate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We hang out with him often. Mm-hmm. Immediately said X-Men animated series. Or Power Rangers was his second choice. And usually I don't give second choices, but those are two top choices. And then I realized why he chose those and how I accepted both those, because we had one of those nights where we were just like enthralled with those theme musics and how they defined our generation. Right. Okay. So then the rest of the answers trickled in. And mind you, viewers and listeners, I immediately told Peter, don't tell me now, save it for the episode. So Peter and I's answers are last.
Yeah, I didn't say shit.
Yeah.
Mostly because I was super busy at work and did not have time to participate.
Also, and I told him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I get out. I'm like done with this training. There's like fucking 50 text messages I missed. Did not read them. That's too many.
I'll read them for you right now. Oh, Nikki also responds, and she kind of gave me a little jealousy bone for a moment. Was like, you're best friends with Nate. And I was like, yeah, I am best friends with Nate. Blah, blah, blah. And, well, she said, The Office. And I said, girl, you really want The Office to define the rest of your life? When you walk in the door, you get the Office theme music? And she tried to think about it over again. And then she gave us the theme of Adventure Time, which, okay. In between, I think that's Nikki.
Do you even know this theme? I don't know it.
Adventure Time?
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Fuck if I know. Find out. See,
I go with The Office. I think that's more relevant because I know what that is and it makes sense.
True story. Hold on. Let's pull this up. We're gonna live stream some of these on here. Let's share screen. And we're gonna go boop. And Adventure Time. This is what Nikki chose. I'm already. There's no theme.
Adventure Time. Come on, grab your friends. We go to distant lands. Take the dog and then the wind. The hunt will never end.
What?
Nikki, I love you. But that was dumb.
Is that what she was thinking? I mean, did we do it right?
That's what I pulled up.
Wow. It's not much of a theme, so. But I guess it's. What was she?
Dumb.
She was saying something like, because there's a dog and they have a dog and there's something with Nate that's in there and she has a Nate. I guess that's why she.
Did you say that because she has a Nate?
Yeah, she has a Nate. You know her husband, Nate? She has a Nate.
Nikki has a Nate? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Nikki? We all have a Nate, too, okay?
Yeah, but then why does... Did Sergio say the same thing?
Previously on X-Men.
Dude, like, Nate picked this one. Yeah. This is like an intro song.
This is a good one. I like this one. I would do it.
I almost keep this to myself.
And it gets you pumped, you know?
Yeah.
The Adventure Time thing, I didn't get pumped at all. I didn't understand it.
I was not pumped whatsoever.
This one, though.
I want to go. How much we can play because of, like, copyright laws, but.
We were talking over. It's fine.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a solid pick there, Nate. No wonder why Nikki decided to marry you, because that was, like, a solid choice. But Nikki's, yours is both your choices. Listen, I get being an Office fan. Your wife is an Office fan, right?
And I'm an Office fan.
Okay, let me ask you this. As an Office fan, would you pick The Office as your theme song for the rest of your life?
No, but I think it... No.
It's passable?
I think it's passable.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just so fun and, you know, like, it's not, like, intense or anything, but it is, it just, when I listen to that theme, it reminds me of just daily life, you know, and kind of a happy daily life. And so I'm okay with it. Again, going back to the Adventure Time, I didn't get anything from that. So, I don't know. But what's next? What else do we got? Actually, you know what? I got mine. I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This, hang on. Let me figure out how to do this.
Boop. Well, before you go, can I give you errands?
I'm ready, though. Okay, go ahead.
All right. If you're ready, you blast it.
Doing it. Blasting it.
No way.
RoboCop.
No way. I didn't expect this whatsoever.
Oh, hang on. Maybe I get to the...
No, it's coming.
Oh, man, this is some build-up.
It's the ultimate theme.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is the ultimate theme.
Peter, I didn't expect this from you.
I want, like, the main part. The dun, 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 dun. When's that?
After all the... After all the weird boot shit.
Oh, there it is. Oh, man. Listen to those trumpets. Oh, that's mine.
Dude, that's a solid choice.
Dude, it's so epic. It gets me pumped. You know, I feel like a fucking hero listen to it. So that's mine. And then I used to just hum that theme song.
I get it 100%.
I'd walk around like RoboCop. This is when I was younger, you know, as a kid.
Bullshit, you did that this morning.
Probably. Oh, man. Dude, I love that theme, man. That is...
I'm not going to lie. I totally thought you were going to pick Ghostbusters.
I thought about it, but for my rest of my life, you know, like, that's kind of a weird one, you know? It was, like, the first thing that popped in my head, but I was like, that's kind of a weird theme. And this is why I was like, dude, I want to feel epic. I want to feel like a hero. RoboCop.
Let's go through the rest of our friends. Mr. Okay. Aaron Tangoma decided to pick this one.
This makes sense for Aaron. I like it.
I love it. When he said it, I immediately had the setting set. Like I said, we were at Something Brewery, all at a big table. Aaron's late. And then you just hear this, like, creeping up in the background, and we're all, like, in suspense. And then you hear that.
And girls screaming.
Doors open. Dun, 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 Aaron just walks through the door. We go, Aaron!
Yeah.
Pretty solid. Pretty solid.
I like it. It's good.
Done with that one. I want to go pick Sergio's next because he's the first one who threw out Adventure Time, but I don't think it's very fitting for Sergio.
We changed it.
This changed one is fitting for fucking Sergio. We don't know where Sergio's at or if he exists. We need a bit of a mystery to call for Sergio.
Is it unsolved? I feel like it's solved. You just know Aaron's not, or Sergio's just not with us. Which I guess no one really understands. Like, this is our whole friend group. We hang out quite a bit, minus Sergio now for the past like over a year, and a
half. 3 years.
Is that that long?
It's been about 3 years. Like consistent. Like we've seen Sergio maybe 2 times in 3 years. So he has very unsolved mysteries.
True.
I'm going to throw a curveball out there because I just know his answer. And I didn't include him in the message because he's not in that group chat. But Jeremy,
is dude, Jurassic I almost picked Jurassic Park as well.
Jurassic Park is solid.
Yeah,
I didn't know it started off so slow.
It dude, it does, but it's so good.
This is Jeremy.
Yeah, I like this because it builds up and there's some like epic stuff and it makes you feel good. But I needed more lightning and thunder.
It's good. Also not Jeremy because it's very like calming and comforting, and Jeremy's not sometimes. Yeah. But there we go.
Ryan, do you ever use spell check?
Spell check?
Just going through correcting your writing word errors in our notes.
What, Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah, I spelled it wrong. And Odyssey.
Dude, at least I spelled Tales correctly. Like, Aaron put Talking from the Crypt in the group chat, so our previous host, Evan, picked this as his theme. Which I get it, back in the day. Because Evan was, like, smoking cigarettes, working out, and skateboarding, like, nobody's business. And, like, that's very... This is loud.
He's doing ventures everywhere.
Uh-huh. And his second theme, 2001 Space Odyssey, was very on brand from Evan Brendel of current day. I feel like when Evan walks in the door, I can hear 2001 Space Odyssey. So,
just that, how's it go? Doesn't it just like, I always think of the part when they see that big old rectangle thing, you know? When
it's fair enough.
Like, I wonder if that's what he was imagining is because.
Like him as a big old rectangle?
Yeah. But you know, like how it's just so epic where it's like, like, look at this rectangle. Look at Evan. You know, they did it with Barbie as well.
Oh, yeah. Good choice, Evan. Peter, what do you think I picked?
Oh, man. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's really fast and very... going, but I did not. I picked Ninja Turtles, but not the Ninja Turtles you think. Pick this one. I feel like this goes with anything and everything you're doing. I'm still on brand.
Makes you wanna dance.
Wants to dance. I'm going to come in, have a good time. Even with a bad time, it's going to be a good time. I'm still a hero. I'm going to kick some ass with some sausage nunchucks, drink some beers. Yeah, very 90s. Very 90s.
Yeah. Dude, this is good. It is pretty good.
There's a sonic breakdown. Yep.
Oh, yeah. At first, I thought you were going to do the ninja rap.
That's a good one, too. Or, this is how we do. You know, like the original Ninja Turtles. But this one is like what defined the Ninja Turtles soundtrack.
Yeah, this is
cool combos.
When I think about the song, like this is what I hear in my head. So nice pick. I like it.
All right. That's my theme song for us now. Those are all ringtones for us on my phone whatsoever. If you guys ever make phone calls, that's what's happening.
Oh, dude, I love that. Send me those bites so I can do the same because that's fun.
Wouldn't that be great to have a... Let's say our next Christmas party, like, you know, when we're going through the door and as we go through the door, you play the theme songs and we do our intros like we're professional wrestlers. Like, that's kind of what I thought about was like, we're walking out as professional wrestlers that define our lives. And like, Nikki, just
the robots.
Nikki just disappointed the hell out of me completely. Like, she completely killed the entire aura of the arena and made people listen to Adventure Time with Jake and whoever. But you and I had to bring a party with RoboCop. By the way, RoboCop came out to a wrestling event one time. Did you know that?
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
That's awesome. Oh, don't mess with RoboCop, dude. I bet they all got jacked up if they went after him. So, man.
But do you see it? Do you see my vision, Peter?
Yeah, I got it. I understood. That's why I feel like there might be something more to Adventure Time that we don't know that she's saying, but
I don't know where this is going, but here, let me see. Are you serious?
It's Capital Cop.
Dude, seriously, let's go. See? Look at this shit.
RoboCop's armor can't be pierced by scissors.
No, it cannot.
Hey, there's Arn Anderson.
He doesn't have to walk fast.
And he was a part of this.
What is this?
Let's not talk about that part.
Is this a wrestling commentary thing of a wrestling event?
It's like our podcast of wrestling with RoboCop.
Were those bars
with wrestling
made of Twizzlers? Flimsy, like the majority of WCW's.
So was this publicity for the first movie, or is this
looks like a little kid who's big
second
one?
Totally publicity.
It's hard to take Sting seriously in those pink Zubows.
Well, Arn is certainly taking him seriously.
Oh my gosh!
It's okay, boys. Someday.
Awesome.
Your theme music totally works for wrestling because it's RoboCop and it's on brand. I'm stoked about theme musics with me and my friends. Awesome. Peter, you got a quick question for us, right?
I do. I saw, and this is...
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
Yes, we do. And this is very relevant, Ryan, just like yours.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
I saw this online, like, apparently like 3 days ago or maybe four. I don't know now. But covered Geekly, you know, they post a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook about, like, movie news and all that good stuff. Geek stuff. Mm-hmm. And they did something saying that Covered Geekly will no longer be sharing official Deadpool 3 set pick spoilers. Like, we just talked about some of those ones last episode. And, you know, their whole... since then, like, Ryan Reynolds has, like, posted, like, a whole bunch of more set photos. But they're all, you know, doctored to, like, you know, have not correct information, right? He's having fun with it. And so at the same time, like, I guess Covered Geekly is like, well, let's not do that because we're kind of spoiling the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out, I guess, what's your thought? How do you feel about this? Like, should these news outlets, you know, I guess be doing similar, like, should everyone follow suit? Like, should we not even talk about it? Or, you know, like, hey, this stuff got out. It's available. Let everyone else decide what they want to do with that information. I mean, you got to click the link. I guess, do you think this really ruins the film? Maybe that's the question here. I know it's a toughie.
I'm going to analyze this question right here. Covered Geekly will no longer be sharing official Deadpool 3 set pick spoilers. They put the word official. So thus, Deadpool 3 set photos has an official title. So Deadpool 3 is releasing those photos to be exposed anyway? Or are these leaked photos that aren't supposed to come out? There's a big difference, because if they say official, that means the studios are officially sending those out so it can gain a little bit of buzz. And Ryan Reynolds also did say in a story, hey, we're no longer going to do this. We know that Deadpool was founded from leaked footage initially, the entire movie series was, but now we feel it's going to take away from what we're building because we need to film outside. So he's going against what made this film series anyway by the official photos. But I think you said it best. You got to click the pictures anyway. And news sources like this, they need to direct you to their site so that you have to click those photos. They should not just post them on social media so when you're scrolling, you accidentally run across those photos.
Okay. Well, so you're saying that's fine. They can have those post things on there, you know, click the link to get to it. But how does that, then what do you think for us? We're, you know, you people are listening to us. So is there obligation? Is there a moral right or, you know, to not talk about this then? What do you think? Because there's no clicking. We could say, hey, we're going to talk about this and maybe you should skip ahead. Do we do that? Do we do a spoiler alert thing? Or, you know, do we just say, you know what you're getting into with this podcast. We like to spoil stuff.
That's a good point, bro. To be honest with you, if you're seeking it, you'll find it. If you're not, our friends are very good examples of this. You and I are the first people, when we get in a group, we'll start talking about this stuff, and Aaron and Evan will be like, nope, don't want to hear it. Don't want to see it. Monkey see, monkey do. Like, hear no evil, see no evil. I forgot the other one. They're good at that. So if they don't want to absorb that content, they won't. So as much as I would hate to lose some listeners, like if it's to that point, we give them spoilers. But their curiosity kicks in, and if they want to listen and partake, then they'll do it. But if they don't want to, they'll shut it off.
Do you think those things are really spoilers? Like do you, like some of the stuff, I mean, we already talked about this, so I'm going to say it again. Like Deadpool, like, all right, we now know there's a Moon Knight connection. We know Sabretooth's going to be in there. Like, are these things, in your opinion, like, I mean, is that going to be like ruin the film? Is it really that big of a spoiler?
I don't think Deadpool's that type of film. I think Deadpool's the type of film that thrives off the media it gets before it's released. Does that make sense?
Well, and that's why, I mean, the fact that they've, like, Ryan Reynolds putting out other photos that are all, like, fake, like, that's what I think is fun. Now, like, okay, sure, there's some real stuff out there. But also at the same time, like, we don't really know what's actually going to get used and what's going to get cut. Like, I mean, like Force Awakens, dude, there was like trailers where you don't see a single part in that trailer in the actual film. Like all of it was like cut. So like, I don't know. Like I think we came down to it. Fuck it. We'll fucking talk about it. And you know, if it's there, it's available. You know, I will say I don't actively seek out this stuff. Just sometimes I'm just scrolling and like, oh, hey, there it is. And I click on it. So I did. I pushed the thing.
I will say that, like, I'm not like my daily, like, oh, man, I need to see what's going on with Deadpool 3. If I see something pop up on social media, then I'm like, curiosity kills a cat. Like I'm going down that rabbit hole and I'm like, maybe I want to see what's going on with Deadpool 3. But Deadpool 3 is not coming out until what, July of next year? So it's December, 6 months from now. 6 months is plenty of time for me to still be hyped about it.
Oh, I thought you said forget what you saw.
Well, I'm going to remember it. And I'm going to, here's the thing, is when it happens, I'm going to expect it in the movie. And then I'm going to be disappointed.
See, I don't think I'd be disappointed. Like, I get, but I'm also the other side where I really don't care. You can pretty much spoil like anything you want with me. Just tell me everything, and I will go and see that and judge it for myself. In fact,
so here's another one.
Sometimes things actually make it better for me by like you tell me that, and now I'm like, okay, I lowered my expectations because of what you told me and stuff you spoiled. I think it's a good thing.
Okay, so let's flip it on this side. There was some hackers that hacked Insomniac Games and have a $2 million ransom and 7 days to pay that ransom, or they're going to release a ton of leaked content about the Wolverine game. How do you feel about that?
Like, should they pay it or should they not?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't give in to terrorism.
What I think is Insomniac should do is they should release
leak it themselves.
Yeah,
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That's smart if they can actually do that. Like, all right, hey, here's some actual gameplay from Wolverine, and like, here's some cutscenes. Like, you know, do you remember when they did the whole X-Men Origins Wolverine, and that whole movie was like released without CGI and special effects?
I have that footage somewhere, dude. I have that on a hard drive somewhere. I watched the entire movie with like bad CGI all over.
But like, it's just like, okay, like you did it, and I'm gonna say I don't think that would it did not matter for that film. You know, if anything, I might find that actually more entertaining to actually see that footage than like the actual final product. But I you know, this is one of those things where I think it's, you know, any news is really good news, right? Bad or good, you're still getting publicity. So there you go. I think we answered our question. If you don't like it, let us know in the comments.
Or piss off.
That too. Let's get into trailers.
Let's get into trailers. Or piss off.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from Movies and Beyond.
I gotta say, I don't know how excited I am about these. I felt like this was like a slow week for trailers.
Well, let me just speed run trailers.
Do it. Take it away.
Kung Fu Panda 4. The bad guy is a chameleon. You're welcome. Jack Black is back. Cool.
How many of these do you think they can actually do?
Infinity. It doesn't matter. As long as Jack Black is alive and they have CGI technology, they're going to make all of them. Because Jack Black is the main dude, and then he'll get his voice like put into an AI program, and they'll make these forever. It doesn't matter.
And fighting never goes out of style. So.
And pandas. And Kung Fu Panda goes synonymous with Chinese food, so it's good.
I mean, this is movie 4. They have a series like on Netflix, so I think there's actually been a few different series. Like, man, this thing just keeps on going.
Just printing money.
Yeah.
Bob Marley has a trailer coming out. Cool.
How did he do that?
Well, he's dead, but someone is playing him. And how do you feel about a biopic about Bob Marley, Peter?
Yeah, I guess that's cool. I'd probably watch it. I like those biography. Is that what it is? Biopics?
Is it biopic or biopic?
I think it's a biopic.
It might be like thing. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I always learn something. But at the same time, I don't know how much is actually, you know, fact and what was actually kind of indulged, you know. But who cares?
Who cares?
Let's change history.
Next up, we got Miller's Girl, Martin Freeman, Jenna Ortega. What I got about this was there was a teacher involved in a underage girl's sexual interaction, and he's trying to clear his name. It may or may not be true that Jenna Ortega is lying about it. Overall, very creepy movie. Don't know how I feel about watching this one.
Huh. Yeah, that seems a little rough. That's some
real life shit.
Yeah, that's some dark content right there. So, okay.
Okay. Moving on. Especially to moving on. This one's cool. Civil War, A24 movie talking about a potential future war within America. Could be true soon. We don't know, but it's a true civil war in today's day and age.
Who's the guy that did that? Is it the same guy that did an Annihilation? Ex Machina, right? It's that guy, correct?
I'm looking it up right now. You might be right. We got Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney, Wagner Moura. Nick Offerman is the president.
Mm-hmm.
Good casting choice there. Alex Garland is who you're looking at?
Yeah, Alex Garland is, yeah, and I believe that is.
Oh, he was the writer for 28 Days Later, very apocalyptic. Yeah. 28 Weeks Later, uncredited, but did rewrites. Oh, he was a writer for Dread. Oh, I like his style. Ex Machina, he was a director and writer, Annihilation, Men, and Civil War. So good call, Peter. You know your history, or you looked it up recently. But it, this could be a good movie. I could see myself watching this mostly for Nick Offerman as the president of the United States in the Civil War. And this comes out April 26, 2024.
Yeah, you know, that guy's writing style and is unique. I like it. Very sci-fi. And so I am. Yeah, I think I'm in on this one.
Yeah, to back up Miller's girl, a student and a teacher who enter a dark relationship after a creative writing assignment.
Oh. They got kind of creative with one another.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
This one I put on here, this is totally a Ryan pick, but it's called Race for Glory, and I love it. It's Lancia versus Audi, and it's during the Group B rally days. And if you ever watch anything Group B racing, it is the most, like, balls to the walls, fuck you racing I've ever seen in my entire life. Literally, crowds in the city of in Spain were blocking the road before cars were coming, and they were spreading out as a car was making its path. That's how intense Group B was, and Race for Glory looks to showcase that between the competition of Audi and Lancia. And it's another racing movie, and I like me some racing movies. And one last piece on this one is, who is the freaking dude that is also in that other racing movie? And I always forget his name. Peter, help me out real quick.
What other racing movie?
Daniel Brühl. He was in the Niki Lauda movie. Niki Lauda and... I'm looking for it right now. It's popping. Rush. Rush. He was in that.
Oh, wasn't Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth and Daniel Brühl. So it was James Hunt and Niki Lauda, and he was Niki Lauda. So he was like the villain in that one. And he looks to be the racing villain in this one as well, or he might be the good guy. But I like his style of acting in racing movies. I will go see this one.
Nice. I might watch it at some point. I just saw that Gran Turismo is going to come to Netflix soon, so I'll watch
it. You haven't watched that yet?
No, I forgot.
Did I review it? I did, right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That movie's fantastic.
Yeah, but it's coming to Netflix. That's probably when I'll watch it. So,
well, it's better than professional wrestling right now. I got some weird random Japanese girl and some girl who looks like a punker from the late 90s.
Maybe RoboCop will show up and make things better.
Hopefully, because it would make this match better.
Yeah.
That's trailers.
Now news.
One looks like a schoolgirl and one looks like Beetlejuice.
Sounds like a fun match.
It is, but none of them are attractive.
I mean, I didn't think so, but...
What, you've never had fantasies about Beetlejuice?
No.
Weird.
Well, now I just want to look up a sexy Beetlejuice.
Good luck with that one, buddy.
Tell me the news.
Andre, how do you say his last name? Braugher? Brogger? Rest in peace, Andre Braugher. Braugher. You're going to let me stumble on this name, aren't you?
I don't know how to pronounce it. Nope.
Actor from Brooklyn Nine-Nine passed away over the weekend. Rest in peace. Sorry, brother.
Yeah, he'll be missed. I didn't watch... I watched it enough, and I always enjoyed his character on it. He was good. He was good. I was going to call him the saucy black man.
He's a saucy black man, wasn't he?
I thought so. I liked his character. It was great.
Wonka hasn't had much publicity going on, but IHOP has some purple pancakes going on. And if you go to Slash Film, they have tried the Wonka menu, and they tried everything. So, you know, they got purple pancakes, pancake tacos, Daydream Berry Biscuit, Dreamy Lemonade, Scrum Dibbly Umptious, I fumbled that word, Strawberry Hot Chocolate, a Wonka Burger, Fantastical Wonka Burger. I don't know why I'm going through a menu of food. That just reminds me that Willy Wonka comes out this week, and like nobody's hyped about Willy Wonka. Who killed Willy Wonka? Was it Johnny Depp? I think it was Johnny Depp, wasn't it?
Yeah, you'd say him or Tim Burton. I don't know. Yeah,
I never watched that one.
The what?
The Johnny Depp Wonka movie.
You never watched Tim Burton, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Uh-oh. I don't think I have.
I don't think I missed anything either. This isn't really related to that, but I mean, it's somewhat related to Tim Burton, so maybe this will get you in the mood. There's a sexy Beetlejuice for you.
You had a shirtless Michael Keaton with a cigarette out of his mouth. Yeah. gross. You picked that one picture, and there's a bunch of girls, huh?
I don't, because it stood out to me.
Can you put that on the Instagram tonight, please? We don't post the much on Instagram. One? Yep.
All right, I'll get it on there.
All right, good deal.
That cracked me up.
In other news, thieves are dumb because apparently they raided Keanu Reeves' house and stole his guns. Why would you steal from Keanu Reeves? I mean, he has an entire movie series where people have robbed him, beat him up, killed his dog, stolen from him, and he's gotten complete redemption.
Yeah, they're just imitating real life. So let's see what it's the balls in Keanu Reeves' court right now.
Who's the guy from the Continental? It's like Ian McShay.
Yeah.
Like I could just see him right now, like John. John, don't do anything, John.
They gave him a call.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine the calls Keanu got? They'd be like, so, John, what's your next move? John.
Yeah.
I must kill them all. Next up, but not last, but least, it is the last piece of news. I'm excited to see this movie. I heard rave reviews about Iron Claw, the wrestling movie with Zac Efron.
Oh, is that out?
It's coming out. It's coming out the 22nd. Pre-release is on the 19th. I might try and make it to the pre-release because they have a Q&A, but they just did the red carpet and lots of attention towards this film. I think it's going to be a good one, Peter. I cannot wait to review it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it as well. Danielle and I were talking about like seeing a movie, and I wish that was out. I would totally go see that. But
bless you.
I'm allergic to the movies that are out right now.
Even Godzilla?
I don't think she'll go see Godzilla with me.
You're not allergic to it, but she might be.
Yeah, I was trying to find something that we could both, you know, enjoy, but like. Well, the one movie I thought that was out that maybe was Hunger Games, but apparently she's committed to go see it with someone else. So,
oh dang,
yeah, her mom. She's gonna.
Why don't you commit to seeing a movie with me? Now you got a free pass, bro.
Well, that means I got to watch Ellie. That's what that means.
No, she would have to watch Ellie if you're going to go see the movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. I was thinking that we would take, you know, we both go to the same movies, but we go see different movies with different people, you know? I thought that was what we were committing to.
No.
Yeah, no. I'm told you it's past my bedtime, so brain's not working properly. Is there more news?
No, dude.
Oh, I did it.
I get it. I think I broke you when I said that you can go see a movie by yourself with a friend.
Yeah, I was like, what?
What? What happened?
What do you mean? Go to a movie with a friend?
I just opened a free pass for Peter, and you're like, what do I do with my hands?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Let's get in a review so you can go to bread, bro.
Let's do it, bro. Dude,
we just nailed this episode in less than an hour if we knock this out.
Let's see.
That's not right.
Oppenheimer?
Did we just blast through news, two quick questions, all the movie trailers, and get to reviews before an hour? That don't feel right.
The news of the trailer were like 15 minutes because there was none. That was bullshit on what we just talked about. Minus Andre. That was not bullshit. I'm sorry.
Well, that's bullshit. He died.
It is bullshit. You're right.
Yeah.
There just wasn't much going on. So. But now we're into reviews. We're in our future presentation.
Which one do you want me to review, Peter? You see it in the notes. Let me know.
I think you kind of already. I mean, you mentioned Butcher's Crossing. I think you should just do that. So I'm looking for that new Nicolas Cage movie, that Dream Scenario, right?
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
It's out at Alamo.
Oh, it's just in movie theaters right now. I was really hoping.
Maybe that's your free pass movie, bro.
Maybe, dude. I would go see that. That's good. Anyways, that's what I was looking for, and so that's why I was saying, like, dude, you gotta keep the Nick Cage train going. I think I'd always say review a Nick Cage movie over an animated lizard movie.
Yeah, but that animated lizard movie was pretty sweet.
Well, then maybe you need to put that down as a recommendation, or you just talk about it anyways. I don't care. Let me talk first. I watched a lizard movie. It's not Leo. And I, you know, it's a not a sea creature. It's a lake creature movie, which technically I don't even think it was a lake. It was a river. It was a river monster. Anyways, I watched The Lake. This is from 2022. What is this? I think it's from Thailand. Let me just make sure. I did not read subtitles, though. Let me just get that out of the way right away. You know, it was dubbed. And, oh, man, was that fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So, made in Thailand. They spoke Thai and English. And, I'm so confused. But I really think this is like the Thailand's version of like a B movie. Because, yes, and I think the dubbing made it even worse and more like a B-movie, but how it was shot, the overall story, this the weird characters, dude. Like, it just had, like, everything. It was very strange. And so it starts off right away where it's raining, I guess, around this river. And they find this giant egg, these guys, and like, oh, what is this? And why it's so slimy and everything? And then this fucking big ass river monster comes out and kills them. And then they disappear. Then it disappears. And then the movie starts with, like, you know, that was a big opening with the whole, like, oh, man, this is the lake. for whatever reason, I don't know why, like, okay, this creature comes for the egg, but doesn't collect the egg, because then the next scene is you start establishing these other people, and like this little girl finds the egg. So what the fuck is this river monster doing? And so it follows this, and I'm having a hard time because this thing is just, it's just jumps everywhere, and it's as very lost most of the time through the movie. The dialogue was just so terrible, and I just like, I couldn't tell, like was it lost in translation, or they just got like the worst voice actors, and it might be a combination of both. Like, it was just so bad, but also hilarious. Like, it made it so much funnier to watch with this terrible dubbing, which, you know, I always recommend that. And so, okay. There's scientists there for some reason. There's other people. There's a
well, because there's a giant egg in a lake, Peter. Do you no, know no. how these go?
They weren't even looking at the egg. They were just there in this area. And then all of a sudden, smaller river monster, yeah, I guess this is a smaller river monster, comes out and starts attacking all these people in this village. And they start running around and scaring. And then like all these people went to the hospital. And then that's when like the scientists actually came out. They're on just on another part of the river looking at bugs. And then like they just saw all these people, and oh man, talk about, again, this is part of the dubbing where they were just constantly like screaming and stuff, but none of it synced up. It was like two people screaming while there's like 50 people running away. It just made no sense. Where I'm like, well, why don't you just use the actual like audio from those people running away, right? Like, why do you have to dub everything? It made no sense to me. But that's what I was, again, why I was so hilarious. I'm like, man, this is just ridiculous. And so all these people are running away from this river monster, why this thing is just jumping on each one. And do they straight up must have had like a practical suit with the guy in it? But they were trying to do all this crazy camera work and everything and make it so like you couldn't really see all the monster and everything, even though we just saw the giant ass monster right in the beginning of the film. So I don't know why they were hiding this. And then there was just a lot of like weird camera work and like blurry vision, which I think that was to show like the monster's like vision and like the sonar that they had apparently. Again, all these things, these weird effects were just put in all these different spots and didn't make any sense. Like, I think they were trying to make it look all stylized and cool, but it did not work out. It was just jumbled, and I was confused most of the time. Like, I don't know what's happening, but monsters are attacking people. So, long story, boring. I did enjoy this film for the most part. Don't really understand what happened. And mostly it was like this little baby monster going around and terrorizing and eating people. And there's one guy that survived. And randomly, again, this is so weird, that guy gets a psychic link to the monster. And so if you hurt the monster, you're hurting him. Can you believe this?
Oh, see, that's kaiju bullshit. Like, what? That's some weird Japanese or like Asian lore. Like, this giant. There was a fucking Anne Hathaway movie that was about that. Remember?
She Soul, right? Or is that what it's called? Yeah. Like, I like that. That was cool. Like, so this is something that is common, I guess, for their origin.
You know, kaiju monsters are just a representation of the country, right? Like, whatever the problems Godzilla has are the problems that Japan has. And this makes sense that, like, the only thing that Taiwan can represent is a lake versus an ocean. Just tells me how big Taiwan's problems are, or their budget.
Yeah, and that was, like, I was kind of, like, trying to Google, because I was like, what is this movie about? And they're like, oh, it's a big metaphor or whatever. I'm like, I didn't get it. But I guess if you're from Taiwan, then like, you probably would get it. Like it was, because it was basically, you know, the monsters I think were like the big government, maybe, because it was all attacking this small village, and the community comes together to fight back on the monster. But then it was, again, why it was weird to me was the fact that like this psychic connection, and so they had to stop fighting the monster when not everyone wanted to stop fighting the monster. And then maybe this is saying too much, so if you don't want to hear this, plug your ears.
It's your choice.
Yep, that's right. The big ass monster comes back, and I don't really want to say it wrecked havoc, but it turned into like a Jurassic Park movie, basically. And there was this long part with like the big ass monster with around vehicles and everything, and didn't really do much. And again, it was just trying to get his eggs and his little baby hatchling and get them back to the nest. That's all it wanted. And so it really didn't hurt anyone per se. It did hurt one girl and actually killed her on, but I think it was all an accident. And then they get to the place and, you know, again, the weird village. And then there, how it ends. And again, I'm spoiling the shit out of this because it just makes no sense to me. The government says, no, that didn't happen. That was a movie being filmed. And so they just said, like, no, fuck you, little village. This didn't happen. You're full of shit. It's a movie. Go about your lives. And then, like, the cop that lost his daughter, he's like, oh, man, that just didn't sit well with me. And he's like, and everyone just thinks this is a movie, but I don't know. They'll see. They'll recognize one day. And then it looked like the very last scene, like, he goes on an adventure to figure out where these monsters came from. And that's the end of the movie.
So it was a movie.
It was a movie, yes. I think I needed you to like explain some of these things, these cultural things that I just did not get. And maybe it is like a lot better, but for me, the poor acting, the terrible dubbing, and the weird camera work, that's what made this film so entertaining, because it was just so bad. Dude, the actual creature design though, and the CGI and the puppetry, I would say, really good.
Yeah, really good. As you were talking about this, I was looking up this movie, and a lot of things that were said is the practical effects were really good on this for what it was.
Yeah, I was impressed, but like this straight up felt like a very low budget film for Taiwan and you know, or Thailand, and I don't know if that's normally how they make movies or what, but it was interesting. And now I guess it makes a little bit more sense how you explain it. That's just a cultural thing, and I just have to accept that, and that's just the thing they do.
Bro, watch Godzilla Minus One. Like, if you didn't understand, like, that Godzilla is Japan and it's destroying itself, and like it takes a people, you know, to become a community. Like, there's a whole nother, even in Pacific Rim, like, kaijus are representations of what's going on in the film and their problems. They're not monsters. And I guess you could kind of say that with any kind of monster if you really think about it. Well, I don't know. Michael Myers is just a guy running around killing people.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that with so many movies where, like, oh, man, this is a metaphor for this and that. But I guess that's the part. I don't know what's going on over there. So I guess that's what's hard for me to understand. Right?
True.
So, but you watch, I guess,
Godzilla Minus One.
We should
go watch it on our
okay
monthly bro date.
All right.
Is that what I'm getting? Is that you're getting a monthly bro date where we get to go watch a movie once a month?
I don't know. It was like one bro date, and now it's turned into a monthly one.
It's got to be monthly. Jeez.
It's got to be. It's monthly or nothing at all.
It's gonna, wow, we're gonna have such a good time. Pick one movie a month.
We'll see what I could do. But
I was just looking up Dream Scenario, and it looks like today and tomorrow are the last showing dates in movie theaters, at least at Alamo Drafthouse. So it's had its theatrical run, meaning it might be coming out to VOD soon, or you might just miss it altogether.
I might until it comes somewhere where I can watch it from home. But you can catch The Lake. It's on Amazon Prime right now. So if you want to watch it for its entertainment, there you go. That's where you can see it. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Ryan, what did you watch?
I had a hard time looking for what I'd watch. I did finish Leo. But we're going to go with Nick Cage, and I promised I was going to finish another Nick Cage movie, which was, Sympathy for the Devil, but I did watch Butcher's Crossing, and I watched this with my dad because, my dad likes to, how do I phrase this? He likes Western movies, although he thinks modern movies are Western movies, and more often than not, they're not Western movies. Does that make sense? Like Butcher's Crossing took place in a Western. It took time in that era, but it wasn't Western, you know? Like, it was more about the adventure of. The point is, Nicolas Cage is a. He kills buffalo for their hide. So
he's a hunter.
He's a hunter. So every year he goes out and he collects as much hide as possible. And
so hang on. All right.
Gets his bounty.
Back to your whole, like, this is not really a Western. Are you saying it's not really a Western because it's not your typical, like, cowboy shoot 'em up film?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. This takes place, like, there's a town by Colorado and they got word that there's a lot of buffalo and they're paying top dollar for buffalo hide. And then, so. Let's see, Will Andrews, son of a pastor, dropped out of Harvard and he wants to go travel. So like his whole point is he wants to go on this excursion to go, hunt buffalo and see what
they had like. Harvard back then.
Harvard's been around for a long motherfucking time, dude.
Holy shit. I did not know that.
Yeah. 387 years ago in 1696 or 1636. So,
wow.
Longer than the Western times. So, he was sold on the romanticism on going on a buffalo hunt. So he seeks out McDonald. And I believe that's Nick Cage. No, McDonald is the other guy. And teams him up with Nick Cage. And, oh, I like this. None of these guys have full names. Nick Cage is Miller. Paul Rossi is McDonald. And so they go on this excursion and dude... All I got to say about this movie is Nick Cage does what Nick Cage does best. He Nick Cages in the middle of the fucking movie. Like, he gets so obsessed with killing buffalo because he found this entire herd. And he just goes, I need to kill all the buffalo. We're not leaving until I kill all the buffalo. And, like, he makes all these people stay longer than 2-3 weeks where they're, like, almost dying and, like, vomiting and whatnot. And Nick Cage is just... like shaving his head, going out and just shooting buffalo and making them skin them and collect the hide, going back out, shooting them, skinning them. And they're like, bro, we have too much buffalo. He's like, I don't care. I'll come back and collect the rest of the hide when it's springtime. And he does it in the most Nick Cagey thing possible, you know? And then, of course, every Western movie where it's a long period of time, even like, I don't even have to say Western, like Napoleon does the same thing. Winter is coming and winter comes and like he just gets stir crazy and everybody else around him gets a little crazy and just Nick Cage is Nick Cage. And he just like, it's a Nick Cage movie, dude. It's a fucking Nick Cage movie. Like, I want to say, like, I bet he does the same thing in Sympathy for the Devil. I won't make that comparison yet because I don't have the judgment to make that because I haven't seen Sympathy for the Devil all the way. But then I watched this entire movie and I'm not going to give away the ending. It's a good one. There's fire. But but it like literally ends as a history lesson. And it's like, we should stop killing buffalo. Because back in the day, they killed way too many buffalo. And I was like, fuck you, Nick Cage. You're the problem why we have so much buffalo meat.
Man, that's like a metaphor. That's like for America, right?
Yeah.
Take too much. Don't leave enough behind.
The cool thing about this is it was produced by Saban Films, which own Power Rangers, or did own Power Rangers. They don't own them anymore.
You know what they should... Oh, they don't own them anymore?
No, dude. Hasbro owns Power Rangers.
Oh, they got the rights back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or... Huh. Yeah, no, they do.
So it's not Saban's Power Rangers anymore?
It is created by him, Chaim Saban, and owner as of currently is Hasbro Power Rangers. 2010 to 2018 with Saban Brands, but now it is Hasbro. But he owns Beetleborgs, Cubix, Masked Rider. He does still? That's a good fucking movie. That's a good movie. Did you see that on the VOD in Prime?
I saw that there is a Masked Rider thing. I was like, I feel like I know what this is. That used to be a show, right?
Yeah, it was like a Power Ranger show. It was a Japanese show that was dubbed out in America. Yeah. But the original Japanese one is pretty cool. This one, you would have a hard time watching this because it's in Japanese with subtitles, and it's very Japanese. Very Japanese.
Yeah, well, we just learned that I don't understand that, so I'll probably skip.
Oh, he teamed up with, remember, VR Troopers?
Oh, maybe that's how I know, is that he was in a VR Troopers show.
He was, yeah.
That makes sense. VR Troopers. Why don't they do that? I don't know. You know what I was thinking? My little ideas with anything that Saban produces, it'd be, well, since they don't have the rights anymore, but it'd be fun if they always, like, a, you know, a Power Ranger showed up, you know, in that era and helped out a guy at the end or something, or they're just in the woods in the background or something. Little Easter eggs in every single Saban movie.
Like Nick Cage is just chowing down on raw buffalo meat and like a fucking Western Ranger like morphs down in the scene.
Yeah. It just goes,
it's hunting time.
Yep. Oh man.
Oh shit.
I like that idea. So Butcher's Crossing though was good.
I enjoyed it. You know what I'm liking about these Nick Cage movies, Peter? I think you and I are nailing this. They're just long enough where they're good and they're not too long, you know? Like, hour and a half, 2 hours, perfect amount of time. Like, that's kept me engaged. I don't need these fucking 3 hour movies with Nick Cage in there. I don't need these, like, dude, I watched Napoleon and it was almost 3 hours long and I'm like, oh
yeah, that's a little,
when does this end?
Yeah, I think Nicolas Cage just knows, like, yeah, people can only handle me for so much.
In film and in real life.
I don't, dude, I think I could talk hours. Who was I talking? I think, did we have that question? It's like, who would you want to sit down and like have a conversation with? I think it's Nicolas Cage for me, man. Whoa.
Bro, if Nick Cage was like, hey, we're hanging out, I would like look at everybody around me, be like, I'm leaving. I don't know when I'm coming back, but I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So
watch the news. We might get into some shit.
Yeah. A week, 3 weeks, months till his next movie. I know he's got it, and we're going to have a great time.
Damn straight. Oh, man. Whew. He's so good. So, so good. All right, Ryan. Should we get into recommendations?
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Yes! Oh! 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 Oh, God. Oh. I'll have what she's having.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that I need to recommend.
Well, while you think, may I go?
Yeah.
First person shooter. Bro, I liked this at first. Then I was watching it, and so this is about the beginnings of like 3D video games, basically. Like, this is the creation of Doom, Wolfenstein 3D, like the battle tanks and shit, like creating 3D shooters on Apple computers, like the history, like beginning.
This is a documentary?
Yeah, it's called FPS First Person Shooter.
Okay.
This documentary is fucking 4 hours long, dude.
Well, there's a lot of history to cover.
So I'm halfway through it. I'm going to chew through it. But what I do like is the Wolfenstein 3D and the Doom part, because John Carmack and John Romero are like the gods of 3D video games. And I'm really digging deep to see how I'm related to John Romero, because he lives in Colorado Springs. He's from Colorado Springs. I swear to God, I need to be related to him.
It's a good chance.
So I could just show up at his doorstep, be like, John, dude, I'm like your cousin, Ryan. We got long hair together. We both like Doom creatures. I bought an Xbox with Diablo. Like, right? We're good.
Yeah, cousins. Family. Well, that's cool. I'll have to. That's interesting. I feel like I just want to watch like the first part and not so much the second half. I don't know why.
Oh, I guess because like now it would just be like Call of Duty and shit, right?
Exactly. I'm just like, okay, like I understand the first person shooter, but I kind of liked like, okay, let's see where it all started. You know, I know where they've been now. I want to see where it all started, so I like that. the only thing I've been watching, so it has to be my recommendation, is I blitzed through part one of season two of Invincible on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching a lot of stuff on Amazon Prime. And, just as good as the first season. Actually, maybe better. I don't know. Like, and then how it ended, it left on this, like, for this, I guess, mid-season finale. It was quite the cliffhanger. So very excited whenever that's supposed to come back for the rest of the season, which I have no idea when that's going to happen. But super excited for that. I love the animation for it. All the voice acting is great. And the story is just fantastic. So Invincible Season 2. Well, first half. Boom.
Perfect. I love it.
Did it. Should I go to bed now?
You shall. To this music.
This is our theme music. I mean, it is. Outro.
It truly is. Like, that was the other part. I was like, I have two things I record where I have an intro and outro that define me.
That's right. And we always talk over bmoviesbeyond.com.
Go visit bmoviesandbeyond.com.
There's no socials. And.
There's no and.